First off, I do have Brad Griffiths on the line talking about Senate Bill 121 and trying to get down to the bottom of what's going on with this bill. Welcome, Brad.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks
there
for having me on this afternoon.
You betcha. You betcha. So tell us, what's the title of this bill, 121?
This bill is a replacement bill, actually, mm-hmm. for a bill that was called... it was basically an anti-bill. It was called controlled business in title insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it did not allow for controlled business in title insurance, and the new one replaces it and allows what's called an affiliated business arrangement that does allow for mm-hmm. a certain amount of controlled business in that setting.
Okay. So this is the controlled business in title insurance repeal?
Correct.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about what this would do.
Okay, so this basically allows for a business model
mm-hmm.
called the affiliated business arrangement to operate in Utah. And typically, what that means is that it allows real estate brokerages and builders to own title insurance companies. Title insurance companies is where you go to close your transaction when you buy and sell a property.
Okay.
So in the past, there have been restrictions on that ownership. And the purpose of that restriction is basically to prevent conflicts of interest or prevent kickbacks
mm-hmm.
from being paid among those settlement service providers.
Okay. Okay. And so how do you feel about this bill?
Well, from a consumer standpoint, we don't like it at all. We want to encourage legislators to vote no to this bill
mm-hmm.
Because it... you know, for several reasons, it is not good for consumers. We think that it's going to end up costing them more,
mm-hmm.
And we think there are a number of transparency issues, you know, just information that consumers should know and buyers and sellers should know that they won't know typically or mostly about where their money is going, how it's being spent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what is the other side? What are they, you know, I always want to know, what is the other side saying about this bill? What are they saying it would do?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this bill originated, it's being claimed to be a consensus bill, right? Because
mm-hmm.
Between a few real estate people and a few title insurance people that got together and came up with the language for the replacement
mm-hmm.
bill.
Okay.
But we feel, that, it's not a consensus bill. The problem is we're talking about consumer protection here. And
mm-hmm.
Utah consumers did not have a place at the table in the process of putting this bill together.
Okay. And so basically, who's for and who's behind, and who's against this bill? I mean, are there certain groups that are coming out?
Yeah, there are. So you have mm-hmm. certain, bigger real estate groups, real estate brokers
mm-hmm.
who are behind the bill, who are the promoters of the bill, who would stand to gain because they could now have an ownership interest in a title insurance agency where before they couldn't.
Oh.
And so they will basically be able to make, have ownership, and they will be able to get paid
mm-hmm.
when they refer business to title insurance agencies. Now, before, the way it is now, that, they can have ownership as long as it's passive ownership in the business,
okay.
right? As long
sure.
as the ownership in the business isn't for the purpose of getting paid a kickback.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So kickbacks, both on the federal level and on the state level, are illegal,
mm-hmm.
right? They're illegal
sure.
because they cost the consumer more money. They create incentives running in the background that aren't necessarily in alignment with the consumer's interests,
sure.
right? So we don't like kickbacks.
Right.
Kickbacks are illegal. This bill is just a way to get around that. It's
gotcha.
A way to circumvent that rule. So
okay.
instead of calling it a kickback, it's basically now a profit share. So these guys are
gotcha.
Able to get paid out of the transaction
mm-hmm.
in a way that is deceptive,
okay.
right? In a way that the consumer doesn't know about, and in a way that costs the consumer more money.
You got it. So tell your person to vote no on this. And where is it at right now? It's been introduced?
Yeah, it's been introduced. It's already passed through the Senate. It is in the House. It's passed through the House Committee. It has a lot of, support. The real estate people have a strong lobby up there, so they've been pushing it hard, and it's about
mm-hmm.
to go to vote on the House floor. So we need to jump on this as soon as we can and get our legislators to to understand what's really happening for consumers here. Vote
okay.
no.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate it. No on SB 121. I really appreciate you coming on talking about it. Thank you. Where can people
you,
go
Kate.
For more information? Is there a place people can go for more information?
They can. They can go to our website. Mm-hmm. It is youcanutah.org. The letter U. CanUtah.org, and okay. there's a lot of information there about how these business models operate.
Thank you so much, Brad Griffiths. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
You betcha. Right. No on 121.